Okay, well, we'll speak about pickles and radishes. I'm almost sure that there are different kinds of radishes. I don't remember. We're up to still that same parak. We haven't gotten out of it. We're not going to get out of it for a while. Parak Yod Aleph. The paragraph that starts, V'hine k'moshe tzorech b'maisim tatzorech nikiyas b'midos. Which, you are the same as me. Let's... middle of Perek Yud Aleph. What?
Yeah, it's over here.
So it's page 61. Which book is that? The blue ones. 61, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the words?
Okay, he's going to now, we've discussed various kinds of averas, starting with Gilui Arayos and Shvichas Domim and Shabbos and all different kinds of averas and how the subtleties of them are. And now he's going to go into different midos. I'm just going to learn the first few words and then we're going to spend time giving a preface to this this section. Just like actual averas of action, a person has to be careful not only with the open, more overt parts of those averas, but the more subtle parts of them also. So too when it comes to midos. The Rambam says that when it comes to doing tshuva, people think they have to do tshuva from actions they did. They stole, they ate trade, they're machal Shabbos, and so on. But the truth is that the main tshuva the person has to do is on his midos. Because we'll see that midos basically are the foundation of all maisim. Right? The reason people steal, and the reason people eat trade, and the reason people machal Shabbos is because something's wrong with their midos. And therefore, there's not only an idea of doing tshuva from actions you've done, but having bad midos. It's much more difficult to cleanse your midos and to be careful even from the more subtle aspects of midos roles, then it's easier to stop being Mechal Shabbos and stop eating treif and stop stealing than to cure a midah. The famous vort, I think from who said it, Vilna Gaon maybe, that it's easier to learn the whole Shas than to cure one midah ra. Yan hamezik ba'atchuna heim o ha'misayim o misnagdim gedolim lahem. Because a person becomes by nature, he makes it second nature to have either bad midos or good midos, and it's very hard to change them. Very hard to change them. V'chom milchomashi neged netiyas ha'teva milchomach hazokahi. Wherever a person has a predisposition to something by nature or because he's gotten in the habit of doing something, it's very hard to change those things. Okay. The who mashapirshu b'mavrom zal ezeo gibor akovish es yitzro. That's what Chazal meant, that real strength is being able to hold back your natural inclinations and overpower them. Because what a person is inclined to and what he's used to and does by habit and by he's almost he's conditioned to do it, it's very, very difficult to overpower that. Okay, so I want to speak a little bit about the idea of midos. Rav Chaim Vital says that midos are not mitzvahs. No mitzvah in the Torah, don't get angry, don't be stingy, right? Those are midos. But they're not mitzvahs themselves, but they're the foundation of all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs and averas really start with a person's midos. If you have the right midos, it's going to be easier for you to keep mitzvahs and not do averas. If you have the wrong midos, it's going to be very hard for you to do what's right. And that's what it means, derech eretz kodma l'Torah. Derech eretz, one meaning of derech eretz, is the way of the world, meaning midos tovos. And that's why it says in the Medrash, Derech Eitz Chaim. It says that the Ribbono Shel Olam set up angels on the path that led to Eitz Chaim, and the Medrash says, Derech Eitz Chaim is Derech Eretz. The idea being that the Eitz Chaim is a euphemism for the Torah, and there's only one path that leads to the Torah. That's Derech Eretz. Before you can actually approach the Torah, you have to first work on your midos. And in fact, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that a person shouldn't say, first I'll learn Torah and then I'll work on my midos. Because lo yishkon ha-Torah la'olam b'misha ein bo midos tovos. The Torah can never reside by somebody who doesn't have midos tovos. Now we'll discuss what that means, because it doesn't seem to be realistic, since there are people who don't have midos tovos who seem to have Torah, who seem to be people who learn Torah. So we'll see just different possibilities of what that means. Yeah.
Somebody has a stony heart. They said they should go to the base of Medrash to learn that they'll make their heart more like flesh. So why?
But that's what it's talking about. It's not talking about a stony heart. It's talking about somebody who, what's it called, who has a yetzer hara, right, to do an avera. So that's what it says. Moshchel the base of Medrash, and it'll overpower that yetzer hara that you have. Not necessarily so. Right? Torah can enhance midos tovos that you have, but it's not going to change your midos roles. We spoke about that in the drasha last week. Right? The Vilna Gaon says just the opposite. Torah is like a fertilizer. If you're growing weeds, the fertilizer will make the weeds grow better. If you're growing grass, the fertilizer will make the grass grow better. So if you have midos rovos and you learn Torah, the Torah is going to make your midos worse. And if you have midos tovos, the Torah will make the midos better. But if you start, and what kind of midos rovos we're talking about, obviously a person can't, it says also, emein Torah ein derech eretz. Without Torah, you'll never have the perfection of midos. But there's a certain basic level of midos that if you don't have them, you'll never have Torah, says
Rabbi. What is midos in English?
Midos are character traits. They're character traits. That's what midos are. Okay.
The Pani of Rishonim to say that mitzvah lachat b'drachov includes having midos. So is there machlokas here?
No. Because, like we said, there's imein derech eretz ein Torah. There's certain midos that are basic to human beings. They're not being like God. They're not being like animals.
No, I'm asking what Chaim Vital said, that there's no mitzvah.
No, that's an umbrella mitzvah. There's no specific mitzvah of these things.
There's right.
I'm saying, but that's an umbrella mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, don't be angry. There's a mitzvah to acquire the midos of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It's an umbrella kind of like the Ahavta Recha Kamocha. There's no specific mitzvah, don't get angry, don't be stingy or whatever. Right? And those midos of the Rabbanu Shel Olam are more Rachmonis, Chanun, Rachum. Right? They're not midos of Kas or whatever. Don't get angry, because the Rabbanu Shel Olam doesn't get angry. The Rabbanu Shel Olam does get angry, but it's a different kind of anger. But it doesn't say that. It doesn't say Mahu lo koe safatem lo, because he's generous, you be generous. It doesn't say it. It says he's chanun rachum. Those are the midos, the yud gimel midos shorachamim. Those are the midos that's talking over there. It's not talking about the character traits a person has per se. And even if it is, it's not talking about the basic midos, because those aren't being domel Hashem. Those are just not being an animal. Once you have Torah, then you can learn from the Torah to have midos that are similar to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's those extra midos that is the mitzvah. But the first midos are not a mitzvah. The first midos are basic. They're a foundation. That's what main derech eretz in Torah. Right? After you have that basic derech eretz and you have Torah, then with the Torah you can enhance your midos and make them godly. But first you have to make them human, not animal. That you won't have, you can't have Torah without that, and that's not necessarily the mitzvah of Alachta Bedrachov. That's just being a human being. That's not being like the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's just being not an animal. That is what's it called. That level is not for Alachta Bedrachov. Okay. So in one of those pshatim, there's no steer. Okay. So that is what's it called, the basic level of midos, right, is just being a human being, what a human being is supposed to be, who's not basically an animal. And again, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Lo yishkan haTorah la'olam v'misha ein bo midos tovos. So, if we see people who have Torah, and they don't have midos tovos, so there are a few different answers to that. The major answer that I want to tell you, which I say all the time, I'm not going to tell you tonight. But the two answers they give are, one is an unacceptable answer, and that is, imagine what that person would be like without Torah. Right? So it has Torah, right, the midos are better than they would have been had he had not, didn't have enough Torah. That's not a real good answer. Because Rabbeinu Yonah says categorically, the Torah can't exist by somebody who doesn't have midos tovos. So the second answer, which is what most people say, is that it means lo yishkon haTorah la'olam, meaning in order for the Torah to become part of a person, he has to be a mensch. The Torah wasn't given to dogs and cats, so a dog and a cat can't have Torah. And if you're not a mensch, then you basically can't have Torah either. So the Torah is not part of you. It's just something that you have external. But the Torah doesn't really become part of it. In order for the Torah to become part of a person, he has to have midos tovos. It can't mesh with the person if the person doesn't have midos tovos. And again, we're talking about the basic midos, not the enhancement, perfection of midos, just simple, basic midos tovos. That a person acts like a human being, he acts like a mensch, has menschlichkeit. That's the basic midos tovos. I have a different answer, which needs a lot more preface, so we'll save it. But so that is what's it called, the basic idea of midos. On the other hand, there's another aspect of midos tovos also, like David said, and that's the halachta bedrachav. There's a mitzvah to be like the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the perfection of midos. Once you have the basic midos, and then you have Torah, the Torah can help you enhance and perfect those basic midos to a level that you could never have without Torah. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos, the main Torah in Derech Eretz. Without Torah, there can't be Derech Eretz. And the Medrash Shmuel says this idea that there's two levels of Derech Eretz, two levels of midos. The basics, that you won't have Torah without. And the more sublime, more enhanced, that you won't have midos without Torah. And that's why midos, ha-midos, has the same letters as he-damos, or ha-demus, which means to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Domelo, right? Be like God. And being like the Ribbono Shel Olam is emulating his midos. The Vilna Gaon in Mishle says, Kol ha'osek b'mitzvos, b'li midos, chaser kavod. Meaning the same idea. A person who does, fulfills the Torah, but he doesn't have the basic midos tovos, so the mitzvahs, the Torah, is not intrinsic to him. Kavod is something that a person has that he, not kavod that people give him that he doesn't deserve. Kavod means intrinsically you deserve to be honored because you're a different person. You're a noble person. That's what kavod really is. So like we said, a person who doesn't have midos tovos can have mitzvahs, can have Torah, but it never really becomes part of him. It's just external. If it's external, then it's not his kavod. It's just like you're wearing a nice beged, that's not kavod for you. It may bring you kavod, but it's not your kavod. It's the beged's kavod. Right? But if a person intrinsically is a adam mechubed, he is respectable, right, refined, then that is kavod. And Torah and mitzvahs refine a person, but they have to refine a person. They can't refine an animal. And if you're not a person, they won't refine you. So what are you? You're basically a person who's acting like an animal, or no, acting like a human being, but you're basically an animal. So you can have a dog that, you know, dresses up and is taught to do things that human beings do. It doesn't make him a human being. He's chaser the covet. Yeah.
Maybe that's a nice example. It's like somebody wins a Super Bowl. They have the ring because they won the Super Bowl. But somebody who just buys the ring, wears the ring, he's a fan. He's wearing the ring. The ring makes him chaser. So looking at the ring makes impression, not the
ball. Right. If the ring is a reflection of what you are, I have no idea what you're talking about, but in any case, we'll, right. If the ring is right, I understand. In other words, if the ring is reflective of what you achieved, then the ring is only a sign, and what you achieved is what's real. But if you didn't achieve anything, you just bought the ring, right, then it's only, then the sign itself is not a sign, it's just an external kind of thing. Okay. The truth is that we were chosen, or Avraham Avinu was chosen to be the progenitor of Am HaNivcher, right, the Av of Klal Yisrael, because of Midos, not because he was an extra Talmud Chacham, not because he was an extra Tzaddik. The Torah says clearly, "Ki yedativ," right? Sin Avraham Avinu will be a great nation, and the nation that will receive the Torah, "Ki yedativ leman ashi yitzave esbonav yesbeisol achrov lishmor derech Hashem lasot tzedakah u'mishpat," because I know him that he will train his children lishmor derech Hashem. And the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, which is Deos, and the Rambam's lashon is Midos. The Rambam says that Derech Hashem is Midos Tovos. And the Rabban Shem knew that Avram would teach his children Midos, and it would pass on from generation to generation, and therefore were fit to get the Torah. Because we said, if you don't have Midos Tovos, in fact, that's how I learned the Gemara, one way at least. The Gemara says that the Rabban Shem offered the Torah to the Goyim. So Esav asked what's in it, and the Rabban Shem said, it says you can't murder. He said, we have a problem with that, because we have a bracha from none less than Yitzchak Avinu that we live by the sword. So we have a bracha that we're going to be murderers. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam left them, and he went to Yishmael. And they asked also what's in it, and the Rabbanu Shel said, you can't steal. So they said, well, we have a problem with that. We have a bracha from an angel. Yodo bakol v'yad kol bo. Our hands in everybody's pocket, and theirs hands in our pocket. We're born to steal. So the Rabban Shem left them. He came to Klal Yisrael. We said, nasa v'nishma. Always bothered me. The Goyim didn't say no. They just said they had a problem. Now the Rabban Shem should explain why there's no problem. When Esav was given the bracha of Al Charba Chatichya, he wasn't given a license to murder. Al Charba Chatichya means you live by the sword, means you are going to be expert soldiers, soldiers of fortune, right? Mercenaries. People will hire you to fight their wars, and that's how you live. You'll be paid soldiers, paid soldiers of fortune. And melee, that's not murder. That's wartime. That's okay. So the Torah says, Lo Sirtzach is talking about murder. This is talking about killing people during wartime, being mercenaries. That's okay. Why didn't the Rabban Shem explain that to them? Same thing with Yishmael. Yishmael didn't get a license to pickpocket people. Our hands in their pockets, their hands, even though that's the way they live pretty much, the Arabs. But Lamaisa, that's not what it means. What the Malach meant was, the Targum says, that the Arabs need the whole world for their basic necessities, because they're nomads. So Yodo Bakol, their hands got to be in everybody's pocket, meaning they need the world to provide them with their basics. But Yad Kol Bo, the world's going to need them too. And the Targum was pretty much unexplainable until recently. Last 150 years, 200 years, where oil, right? The Arabs have oil. So the whole world needs them. So that's what it means. So why didn't the Rabban Shem explain to Esav why there's no problem between Lo Sirtzach and Al Charba Chatichya? And explain to Yishmael, there's no problem between Lo Signov and Yodo Bakol V'Yad Kol Bo, and then see if they want the Torah or not. So we have many answers to the question, but one answer is, a nation that thinks that they have a license to murder or they have a license to steal don't have any midos. They're animals. So Rav Moshe said, I can't talk to you. There's nothing to give the Torah. I can't give the Torah to a bunch of animals. If that's what you think, then it means that you're totally corrupt in your midos. That's what you think that the lifestyle you're supposed to have. So there's nothing to talk about. Right? This just the thought that you have a license to murder, you have a license to steal, means that your midos are totally corrupt. So with such people, you can't give the Torah. Mashen came, the Rabban Shem knew that Avraham Avinu's children would at least have the potential passed on from generation to generation to work on their midos, right? The Klal Yisrael Amaisa, with as bad as people are, right, comparatively, right, Yidden have good midos, right? There are exceptions, and there are definitely people who don't work on their midos who have rotten midos, but for the most part, Yidden have a greater potential towards midos tovos than the rest of the world, and because of that, we were the ones who got the Torah. That's the idea, and even more than that, in Pirkei Avos, this week's perek, it says that whoever has these qualities is from the Talmidim of Bilam, and other qualities opposite them are the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, and the qualities are midos. The basic difference between Bilam Harosha and Avraham Avinu is midos. It's not in what they knew and how much they knew and how much Torah they knew or how big a prophet they were and all that. They could be were equal, or even Bilam was greater. The basic difference between being a Bilam Harosha or an Avraham Avinu is in what a person's midos are. So therefore, midos may not be specifically, at least the basic midos, are not mitzvahs to themselves, but before you can have a Torah, you have to have midos tovos. And you don't need Torah necessarily. Even goyim can work on their midos and get the basic midos of what a human being are, what a human being is supposed to be. And after that, yidden who have Torah can make their midos more sublime. Goyim who don't have Torah remain with that level of menschlichkeit. But at least menschlichkeit you have to have. And that's why the Nevi'im speak a lot to Yidden about things that seemingly apply to everybody. Not to murder, not to steal, right? The basics. And the Melech HaKuzarim asked the Chacham who was teaching him, he said, you know, you Jews are supposed to be, you know, sublime and have all these 613 holy mitzvahs. Why did the Nevi'im spend so much time speaking about the more basic things? So he told him, because if you don't have the basic things, you can't have the other things. You can't be Shomer Shabbos and eat kosher, right, and be a holy person if you're not a person. You can't be a holy dog. You can be a holy person. So first you have to be a person. Then you can be holy. So the Nevi'im more or less addressed the Klaisos should first start to be a mensch. Then you're a mensch. You can be holy. But if you're not a mensch to begin with, there's nothing to talk to you about Shabbos and kashrus or whatever. So midos, even though they may not seem to be specific mitzvahs in the Torah, but they are the foundation of all the Torah, because you can't have a Torah unless you have the basic midos. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, next week I want to say a different pshat in that Lo Yishkon HaTorah La'olam B'mishein Bo Midos Tovos. Why the Rabbeinu Yonah said so categorically that the Torah can never exist by somebody who doesn't have midos tovos, when it seems like it is possible. Right? There are people whose midos really are lacking, and yet they know Torah, and they may be very big Talmidei Chachamim in Torah learning. And so one answer we gave is that it's really only external, it's not really part of them. And next week we'll say a little bit different answer. Thank you.